Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. It's hard to imagine popular music without references to dreaming. They're an essential part of how love songs look at the world, never more so than during World War II.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Generic songs about dreaming are always there. Irving Berlin once said that any time he looked around and saw there weren't a lot of ballads, he wrote one. It wouldn't surprise anyone if dreaming played a role in at least some of those songs, regardless of the time or style. That was even true during and just before World War II. John Pizzarelli sings Nacio Herb Brown and Gus Kahn's 1941 You Stepped Out of a Dream, and Frank Sinatra follows with Johnny Mercer's 1944 Dream.
You stepped out of a dream. You are too wonderful to be what you seem. Could there be eyes like yours? Could there be lips like yours? Could there be smiles like yours, honest and truly? Stepped out of a cloud. I want to take you away, away from the crowd, and have you all to myself, alone and apart, out of a dream, safe in my heart.
The smoke rings rise in the air. You'll find your share of memories there. So thank you. things never are as bad as they seem. So
John Pizzarelli, You Stepped Out of a Dream, and Frank Sinatra, Dream. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Generic songs about dreaming persisted through the war years. If nothing else, they could serve as morale builders, fantasies that offered escape to a happy ending. The most popular of them was almost a children's song, something like Big Rock Candy Mountain for lovers. It's no surprise that one of the most popular male singers of the day performed it. Bing Crosby with Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke's title song for the 1944 movie, Going My Way.
What am I gonna do now? This road leads to a rainbow there, going my way. Up ahead is Bluebird Hill, going my way. Just pack a basket full and off you'll start with Sunday morning in your heart. Round the bend you'll see a sign, Dreamer's Highway.
Bing Crosby, Going My Way. During World War II, the generic songs about dreaming appeared frequently in Broadway musicals. The more romantic the show, the more likely a song about dreaming. In 1943 in Oklahoma, Laurie reveals more about herself than she intends when she sings to her friends. 2 years later, an old-fashioned operetta opened on Broadway. Its appeal rested on its nostalgic view of New York City at the turn of the 20th century and its melodic score by Sigmund Romberg and Dorothy Fields. From Oklahoma, Joan Roberts, Out of My Dreams, and from up in Central Park, Wilbur Evans and Eileen Farrell, It Doesn't Cost You Anything to Dream.
Sky, out of my dreams and tastes are extravagant, my fancies are worse. My whims are outrageous, they won't fit in my purse. But I find that castle building helps my esprit, and nobody pays, well, no one but me. A wish is free, you see. It doesn't cost you anything to dream. You buy the world at night. The price is always right at night. You're wealthy, you're attractive, you're supreme. The sun and the moon are cheap. As long as you're asleep, they're cheap. Awake, your arms are empty. Asleep, your lips have met. Unless you have insomnia, there's no one you can't get. It doesn't cost you anything to dream. A dream will always be the only thing that's free for you.
Unsure at night, so awfully insecure at night. It might be wise to school myself. I'd better close my eyes and fool myself. It doesn't cost you anything to dream.
Night.
You're wealthy, you're attractive, you're supreme. The sun and moon are cheap. As long as you're asleep,
they're cheap.
Awake, your arms are empty.
Asleep, your lips have met.
Unless you have insomnia, there's no one you can't get.
Doesn't cost you anything to dream.
A dream will always be the only thing that's free for you, for me.
Joan Roberts, Out of My Dreams. And Wilbur Evans and Eileen Farrell, It Doesn't Cost You Anything to Dream. Dreams and songs are about finding someone to love or getting back to the one you already love. They embody hope. To get a feel for these songs written during World War II, it helps to listen to a few from just before, say 1941. Songs about dreaming reflected an unsettling time. The Ink Spots with Someone's Been Rockin' My Dreamboat, and Frank Sinatra with Tommy Dorsey's orchestra, I Guess I'll Have to Dream the Rest.
Someone's rocking my dreamboat. Someone's invading my dream. We were sailing along, so peaceful and calm. Suddenly something went wrong. Someone's rocking my dreamboat, disturbing a beautiful dream. It's a mystery to me, this mutiny at sea. Who can it be? A friendly breeze gave us a start to a paradise of our own. All at once a storm blew us apart and left me drifting alone. Someone's rocking my dreamboat. I'm captain without any crew. But with love as my guide, I'll follow the tide. I'll keep sailing till I find you.
Someone's rocking my dream boat. Someone's invading my dream.
We were sailing along, so peaceful and calm. Suddenly, something went wrong.
Someone's rocking my dream boat, disturbing a beautiful dream.
It's a mystery to me, this mutiny at sea. Who can it be?
Who can it be?
A friendly breeze gave us a start to a paradise of our own. All at once a storm blew us apart and left me drifting alone.
Someone's rocking my dream boat. I'm captain without any crew.
But with love as my guide, I'll follow the tide. I'll keep sailing till I find you.
I guess I'll have to dream the rest. If you can't remember the things that you said, the night that my shoulder held your sleepy head. If you believe that parting's best, I guess I'll have to dream. I guess I'll have to dream alone of honeymoon cruises once dear to my heart, of one-room apartments where we said we'd start, of foolish things we'd planned to own. I guess I'll have to dream alone.
I can see that your heart has gone astray. As for me, I love you the same old way.
I guess I'll have to dream. There'll be no friends waiting to throw shoes and rise. Those heavenly moments will never come twice. I'm thankful for the hours you've blessed. I guess I'll have to dream the rest. And rise, those heavenly moments will never come twice. I'm thankful for the hours you've blessed. It hurts to know it's true. There's nothing else to do
but think of you and dream the rest.
From 1941, the Ink Spots with Leon and Otis Renee, Someone's Been Rockin' My Dreamboat, and Frank Sinatra with Harold Green, Mickey Stoner, and Martin Blocks, I Guess I'll Have to Dream the Rest. Even before Pearl Harbor, the nation sensed itself moving toward involvement. Our songs began to express the kinds of emotions you expect to find in wartime. Tony Bennett sings Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer's This Time the Dream's on Me.
Somewhere, someday, we'll be close together, wait and see. Oh, by the way, this time the dream's on me. You'll take my hand and you'll look at me adoringly. But as things stand, this time the dream's on me. It would be fun to be certain that I'm the one, to know that I at last supply the shoulder cry upon, to see you through till you're everything you want to be. It can't be true, but this time the dream's on me. To see you through till you're everything you want to be. It can't be true, but this time the dream's
Tony Bennett, This Time the Dream's on Me. The emotions of wartime songs are predictable because they fit their time so well. Songs of parting, separation, loneliness and longing, and the hope of return. Irving Berlin said any song written during a war is a war song. He understood that what matters isn't the subject matter, but rather the point of view, the outlook, the sensibility. A song about being alone and dreaming that you'll find someone to love takes on a particular resonance during a war. Frank Sinatra, Put Your Dreams Away.
Put your dreams their place in your heart. Wishing on a star never got you far. And so it's time to make a new start. When your dreams at night fade before you, then I'll have the right to adore you. Let your kiss confess this is happiness, darling, and put all your
Frank Sinatra with Ruth Lowe, Paul Mann, and Stephen Weiss's Put Your Dreams Away. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. It's not only that there were wartime songs about dreaming, but that so many of them were hits and even became standards. Dreaming was an essential part of the songs of World War II. If you're alone, there's no better way to imagine yourself together than a romantic ballad. It's especially effective when those listening to these songs were mainly female, young, alone, and fearful. Parting was especially poignant when goodbye could easily mean forever. The love songs of the day were part of the antidote. Helen Forrest with Harry James Orchestra, I Had the Craziest Dream.
Thank you. the strangest and the oddest things appear, and what insane and silly things we do. Here is what I see before me, vividly and clear, as I recall it, you were in it too. I had the craziest dream last night. Yes, I did. I never dreamt it could be. Yet there you were in love with me. I found your lips close to mine, so I kissed you, and you didn't mind it at all. When I'm away, such a break never happened. How long can a gal go on dreaming? If there's a chance that you care, then please say you do. Baby, say it and make my craziest dream come true.
Helen Forrest with Harry Warren and Matt Gordon's 1942 I Had the Craziest Dream. Despite the romantic longing in so many of these songs, they also have a more practical streak. They turn the hope of return into what it'll be like when the loved one returns. As you'd expect, most of these songs come later in the war, but they begin as early as 1942, a way to tie hopes and dreams to something real, if only in your imagination. From 1942, Bing Crosby with Cliff Friend and Dave Franklin's When My Dreamboat Comes Home.
When my dreamboat comes home, then my dreams no more will roam. I will meet you and greet you, hold you closely, my own. Moonlit waters will sing of the tender love you bring. We'll be sweethearts forever when my dream boat comes home. My dream boat comes home, then my dreams no more will roam. I will meet you and I'm gonna greet you, hold you closely, my own. Moonlit waters will sing of the tender love you bring. We'll be sweethearts forever when my dream boat comes home, home, the hills of home. Dreamboat, bring it on home.
Bing Crosby, When My Dreamboat Comes Home. It may seem odd to have a male singer croon about emotions closely associated with women alone, but the sex of the singer didn't matter. What counted was the sentiment of the song. Even so, there were some songs written from the viewpoint of a boy in the service. His dream brought back a glimpse of home and a way to be close to the girl he left behind. The chorus from the 1943 Broadway show Winged Victory with My Dream Book of Memories, and Bob Eberle with Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra with the 1942 I'm Getting Tired So I Can Sleep.
I have just 1 hour or two. I think I'll spend the time going through.
I can dream, I want to dream so I can be with you. I've got your picture by my bed, will soon be placed beneath my head to keep me company the whole night. Sleep long. And please sleep long enough to dream. And look for me, for I'll be dreaming too.
The Winged Victory Chorus with David Rose's My Dream Book of Memories, and Bob Eberle with Irving Berlin's I'm Getting Tired So I Can Sleep. One of the most touching of these wartime songs was about parting, separation, and the dream of return. It first appeared in the 1945 movie Hollywood Canteen and was nominated for a Best Song Oscar, but it never became a standard. Even so, it's a perfect example of the romantic ballads about dreaming that were so typical of the time. Sally Sweetland with Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra, Sweet Dreams, Sweetheart.
Good night, sweet dreams. Tomorrow's another day. Till then, sweet dreams, sweetheart. Good night, sleep tight. I'll see you along the way in dreams. Sweet dreams, sweetheart. May angels up above watch over you and keep you safe, my love, until the dawn breaks through.
Sang right at me, it made my knees weak.
Good night, sweet dreams. Tomorrow's another day. Good night.
Are you going to sing again tonight?
No, I'm your girl for the rest of the evening. I thought maybe you'd like to go on to the Mocambo from here. Let's duck out the back way, shall we?
Let's.
Sally Sweetland, Sweet Dreams, Sweetheart. One of the first of the post-war dream songs was also one of the most lighthearted and youthful. It's about hope that becomes a happy ending. He's come home, they've just met, and her dreams take it from there. Doris Day with Les Brown's orchestra, My Dreams Are Getting Better All the Time.
Last night, my dreams are getting better all the time.
smiled at me in a different light. My dreams are getting better all the time. To think that we were strangers a couple of nights ago, and though it's a dream, I never dreamed he'd ever say hello. Oh, maybe tonight I'll hold him tight when the moonbeam shines. My dreams are getting better all the time.
Doris Day with Manny Curtis and Vic Mizzi's My Dreams Are Getting Better All the Time. It's amazing how quickly songs changed once the war ended. There were still songs about dreaming, but the sense of dread was gone. You could go beyond hoping that he'd return to an idealized version of a world you could actually live in together. As the lyric says, it doesn't sound bad. Kitty Callan, I'll Buy That Dream, and Frank Sinatra, It's the Same Old Dream.
Imagine me with my head on your shoulder, and you with your lips getting bolder, a sky full of moon and a sweet mellow tune. I'll buy that dream. Imagine me in a gown white and flowery, and you thanking Dad for my dowry. A church full of folks and those last minute jokes. I'll buy that dream. A honeymoon in Cairo in a brand new order gyro, then home by rocket in a week. We'll settle down near Dallas in a little plastic palace. It's not as crazy as you think. Imagine me on our first anniversary with someone like you in the nursery. It doesn't sound bad, and if it can be had, I'll buy that dream.
Thank you.
can see a steeple surrounded by people. Oh, how real it all starts to seem. Just as the choir is singing, my alarm starts ringing. It's the same old dream. And then my thoughts inspire a scene by the fire in a cottage close by a stream. I know it all by heart now. We're about to part now. It's the same old dream. If you but knew how many times I pretend that I'm with you, I'm sure your heart would unbend. You'd see me through until my dream had a happy ending. And I can picture clearly the things I love dearly. In the center you reign supreme. We kiss and I discover I'm a lonesome lover. It's the same old dream.
I can see a steeple surrounded by people. Oh, how real it all starts to seem. Just as the choir is singing, my alarm starts ringing. Same old dream.
If you but knew how many times I pretend that I'm with you, I'm sure your heart would unbend. You'd see me through until my dream had a happy end. And I can picture clearly the things I love dearly. In the center you reign supreme. We kiss and I discover I'm a lonesome lover. It's the same old dream.
It's the same.
Kitty Callan with Ali Rubel and Herb Magidson's 1946 I'll Buy That Dream, and Frank Sinatra with Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn's 1947 It's the Same Old Dream. During World War II, when songs spoke directly to the emotional needs of millions of Americans, mostly women, dreaming played an essential role in what made the song so deeply felt. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating Rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.